Arts and College Preparatory Academy, or ACPA, is so gay-friendly, they could answer the phone this way.
ACPA, all gay all day.
But they don't actually answer the phone like that. That's just a clip from a satirical movie students made last year about how gay teens can feel isolated, and what a relief it is to actually feel welcome at school. About a third of the students here identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer. Many students come to this charter school because they felt bullied or unwelcome at their old schools.
I basically couldn't really, like, walk down the hallway without somebody, like, dyke, or after I cut my hair off, that just made things worse.
As if you're gay at Reynoldsburg, you're not okay, apparently. And I've had people push me up against lockers, I've had people smack books out of my hand, throw my binders down the hallway, and all that stuff.
Those are ACPA students Katie Johnson and Marcus Petrie. Marcus took me on a school tour.
Okay, so this is our drag closet.
ACPA has a drag closet and an annual drag show. The school offers classes in gay history, and students write and perform plays about tolerance. So is ACPA like the gay school? I asked Brooke Boster. Brooke has green hair. She wears one pink high-top sneaker and one green one. She's a junior at ACPA. So's her girlfriend.
I don't know if we're the gay high school. I feel like we're the safe high school, the better high school, super awesome high school. And we don't, like, hurt anyone's feelings, and we're super sensitive to, like, everything.
Many ACPA students identify as gay, but others are just artsy. Or there are guys who love My Little Pony, or they just want a place where they can be themselves. Eden Tete moved here from Ghana a few years ago and enrolled at ACPA. She's not gay.
Well, I don't think it's a gay high school. ACPA's like a non-conformist school, so there's like no bullying. So even if you like brought yourself out there, no one would bully you. Like everyone has something about them that maybe they don't want people to know about, but in here you can just kind of let that out there. And
the school enforces a policy of intentional niceness. Laura Garcia's son is a sophomore at ACPA. She can still remember the speech ACPA's enrollment director gave her son when he started.
I will not tolerate negative behavior. I won't tolerate derogatory things. If I hear that you were at the mall and said something derogatory, you're out.
And school leaders make sure that prospective students know what they're getting into. Zach Rowe is a social studies teacher here. He says not everyone is really ACPA material.
If you see a boy walking down the hallway in a dress, like, how will you react? If you're going to be okay with that, then this is a school for you. And if not, then maybe you should look somewhere else.
But the school isn't for everyone. Students who view homosexual behavior as immoral and are vocal about their beliefs would probably be challenged. The school has cliques. Students get upset at each other. And while ACPA is the kind of school where even the teachers have facial piercings, there is actually a dress code. Tony Gatto is ACPA's principal. He's been with the school since 2002. He says he's not really concerned that his school is somehow pulling students out of traditional school districts or assisting gay students in some kind of self-segregation. Gatto says it's more important for kids to have a school that accepts them and makes them feel safe. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Molly Bloom.